This is KUOW. I'm Joshua McNichols. Today on KUOW Presents, we heard an episode of 99% Invisible that was all about movie title sequences. Now, you may remember from old movies, this part of a movie used to be boring. You'd sit there watching the name of the director and the actors flash by, just waiting for the movie to actually start. But today, that part of a movie is actually very exciting. That's because the director farms out that part of the movie to a design team that's completely separate from the people who are making the actual movie. And they put a lot of zing into it. They weave together the names of the actors and directors with actual action. And so the movie title sequence today is a very modern and interesting thing. That prompted me to go down to Scarecrow Video. It's a video store in Seattle's University District where the staff are sort of famous for knowing everything there is to know about movies. And I asked them, what's your favorite movie title sequence of all time?
My name's Rias. I work at Scarecrow Video. One of my favorite recent opening credit sequences in a film was in the film Oz the Great and Powerful. And I really liked it because the opening credit sequence had this almost Victorian era look with like silhouette paper cutouts, and they all interact with each other, and it kind of folds in, and it reminded me a little bit of a pop-up book in a way.
Hi, this is Sean Foster, and one of my favorite title sequences is Sergio Leone's Once Upon a Time in the West. It's like a railway station out in the middle of nowhere. And it kind of just slowly introduces some of the characters, but it's completely silent except for incidental noises. There's like a creaking noise from something I can't remember. And it also introduces some of the musical cues of the great Ennio Morricone soundtrack.
And Frank? Frank sent us.
My name is Brian Tice. I don't know my favorite of all time, but one of them is Barbarella. In the opening sequence, Jane Fonda comes out wearing an astronaut suit, and she's floating, and it's sort of a striptease where she's floating, and she takes off the helmet and different parts of it, and they fly around. And then when her hair comes out of the helmet, the letters kind of flutter out as if they're coming out of her hair, and then they float together to form the words.